TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes. This is the show that will inform and inspire you whether you're preparing for a pageant competition or just want to be an everyday beauty queen. We're here to help you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening today. I'm Valerie Hayes, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you find joy and success at your next competition or in your life as an everyday beauty queen. We want to help you make this year your best pageant year ever. Well, I know many of you are still competing in your summer pageants, but a lot of you are already looking forward to getting ready for your fall pageant competitions. Whether you're just about to compete or you're competing in a few months, on today's show, I'm going to tell you about the most simple, common, routine, okay, let's just say the dumb mistakes that contestants make over and over again that keep them from winning. It's going to be a lighthearted, slightly irreverent look at what you're doing that's just a tiny bit dumb. So stay tuned for that. But first, I want to thank you for your emails and phone calls about my trip next week to Pennsylvania. We are completely booked with coaching appointments while I'm in town. We even added a few extra times to accommodate all of our requests, but we just can't add any more for next week in Pennsylvania. If you missed out, you can also catch me and say hello at the Miss Pennsylvania American Prelims on Wednesday and Thursday night. I won't be there for finals, but I will be there for the Miss Pennsylvania America prelims on Wednesday and Thursday night. And I also want to let you know that my private coaching calendar for June is completely booked. We added 3 extra days of coaching. I'm literally coaching 6 days a week, and we've added tons of extra hours, and we just can't squeeze another person in for June. So if you are competing in July and haven't already scheduled your July appointments, you need to let Kelly know right away. Just send Kelly an email at info@valeriehayes.com, and she'll get you all set up on the calendar for July. I also want to let everyone know about the Princess Closet. The Princess Closet has a mission to collect gowns and provide them free to high school young ladies. Receiving a gown presents an opportunity for students to join their peers at a memorable high school event and to do so with the confidence that they look and feel great. Confidence, as you know, is key to being able to set and achieve goals in the future. The Princess Closet relies on partnerships with schools and organizations to help increase their closet of dresses, hair accessories, shoes, and evening bags. If you're interested in holding a dress drive, please contact them at info@princess-closet.org. You can check them out online at princess-closet.org. Check them out, send them an email at info@princess-closet.org, and get them all set for what you've got to share with others. I also want to let you know, if you're getting ready for your big pageant, I want you to remind you that you need to be practicing at home in order to develop your interview skills to their fullest potential. And what better tools than my Mastering the Pageant Interview Audio CD and my downloadable ebook, 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions. The audio CD is full of the exact same coaching and strategic advice that I share with my private coaching students. As a matter of fact, many of my private coaching students bought the audio CD so that they can listen to me during the week in between their appointments. And my ebook, 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, is the number one tool you've got to have in order to get that top interview score. Plus, the best part is that the proceeds from every purchase benefit Kiva, an organization which empowers others to lift themselves out of poverty. You and I both know that pageantry is all about self-development and improvement. And the women and families who receive microloans from Kiva use those loans to build businesses and create a better future for themselves and their children. So if you're getting ready for your pageant, don't wait another day. Just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview Audio CD graphic and the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and get started towards your top interview score today. Well, today's show is a little bit of information, maybe a little bit of venting, and a whole lot of humor. I'm going to be going over the mistakes that pageant contestants make over and over and over and over again that absolutely drive me nuts. You know, you've seen contestants making those same mistakes too. I know you have. You need to admit it. You go to the pageants and you see the contestant and your inside voice is saying, oh my God, what was she thinking? Yep, sometimes we all do things that are dumb, and sometimes we do things that are even dumber. And today's show is about the dumb and dumber things that we in the pageant industry do from time to time. Now, I'm sure that you personally don't do any of these things, but you probably know somebody who does or just want to listen along. But I'm going to start with the dumb and dumber things that contestants do. So you can just listen along, or if you want to take notes for a friend, right? A friend, certainly not you. Go ahead and get ready, because here it comes. The first thing that drives me absolutely nuts is contestants don't create a prep plan with timelines and to-do lists. You know how this happens. You sign up for the pageant, and you've maybe got 4 to 6 months before the actual pageant event, and so you're not feeling like you're in a time crunch. You don't start your fitness program. You don't start your nutrition plan. Maybe, you know, you're just kind of like, oh, I signed up, and now I'm excited, and I just feel excited, but I'm not doing anything yet. These are the people that try to cram 6 weeks worth of pageant prep into the last week of their pageant. They arrive at the pageant totally overwhelmed. They haven't slept in 10 days. They, you know, were up until 3 a.m. packing and arrived like 5 minutes before orientation. Ladies, I'm going to just tell you right now that the elite contestants who are placing regularly in the top 5 and winning, they have a pageant prep line. It's got timelines, and they've got a to-do list. And every week, they're ticking off things on that to-do list. And the very first thing they're starting with, ladies, the very first thing, don't be going out and shopping for a gown. Don't be looking online for pageant makeup artists. The very first thing you should be doing is creating your pageant prep plan and creating your budget. I'll get to that in a minute. Don't think you're getting away from me. So if you don't have a pageant prep plan, we do have an Excel spreadsheet, which we're happy to send you free of charge, no big deal. And it just gives a guideline of what you need to do when, adjust it for the timelines for your particular pageant. But one of the dumb things that contestants do is they don't have a prep plan with timelines and to-do lists. But even dumber, ladies, even dumber is they don't create a pageant budget. They figure out if they can pay the entry fee, whether that's $350 or $1,350. They figure out if they can afford the entry fee, and they just expect everything to fall into place after that. Well, depending on the pageant that you're competing in and what level you're competing in, you're probably going to be spending anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000. $20,000. Write that down. Look at it real good. $20,000. Now, if somebody gave you $20,000 right now, would you really spend it without some kind of plan? Of course not. You'd actually sit down and figure out what you're doing with what and what you really want and what your priorities are. The dumbest thing most contestants do is they don't do a budget. They don't sit down and get, what's my entry fee? Is there an ad page required? How many tickets am I have to buy for my family and my friends? How many tickets do I have to sell? If I don't sell them, do I have to buy them? Can I wear something I have? How much is a makeup artist? How much is a coach? How much is a headshot? You need to go line by line and have a budget. And once you have your total overall budget, you've got your little number. Let's pretend it's $1,000, just because that's really easy for math. What you do is you add 20% for unexpected expenditures. So if you've got a $1,000 budget, you add $200. If you've got a $10,000 budget, you add $2,000, right? You do the math, ladies. But you need a budget, and whatever your final budget is that you arrive at, go ahead and add 20% for unexpected events. Another mistake that contestants make, they do this over and over again. I see you all on stage doing back, you know, you come back year after year, y'all are doing it. You've got a whole new wardrobe, you're up there in a new wardrobe, you've changed your hair, you bought new extensions, you got a new fitness plan, you've lost or gained weight, you've overinvested in the visuals, but you've underinvested in skill development and hair and makeup. It doesn't matter how fabulous your wardrobe is. If you cannot get through the interview, ladies, you just are not going to make it. Typically, the interview is one of the first times that the judges are seeing you. It's up close and personal. They're going to develop an attachment to you in the interview room. Most of, I would say 80% of contestants who compete today compete totally on their own without any coaching. They're underdeveloping their skills. I can tell you, and let's just pause for a moment for a little commercial for me. I'm a very successful pageant coach. I have a great show, obviously Pageant Talk Radio, which is very successful. I have a great business. I have wonderful private coaching students. I enjoy an excellent reputation in the pageant community. I couldn't be more blessed. But guess what? I got advice along the way. I took classes on how to manage my business. I took classes on how to develop my internet site. I had business mentors that were helping me. I took public speaking classes along the way to maintain my public speaking skills and to stay on cutting edge. When I started the radio show, I had training on how to be a host. No one is successful today without coaching and mentoring of some type. When I was in corporate America, I was in corporate America for over 20 years as a human resources director, working with executives at the top level of companies. I can tell you that not only did I have coaching and mentoring to be successful in my field, but we made sure that all the executives had coaching and mentoring too. Ladies, training and development, coaching and mentoring are what pageantry is all about. And if you're over-investing in your wardrobe and under-investing in your skill development, you are just being dumb. 80% of contestants who compete do not work with a coach. That means that if you work with a coach, you have automatically put yourself in the top 20% before you even show up, ladies. How great is that? You're not even there yet, and you're already in the top 20%. So one of the dumb mistakes is you overinvest in how you look, and you underinvest in your skill development. Another dumb thing that people do is, I'm sorry to say this, but some of you are working with the wrong coaches. Some of you are working with someone that is a pageant friend of yours that has competed before in that same pageant. Some of you are working with title holders who won in that pageant and now they feel qualified to be a coach. I'm just going to be brutally honest with you. Working with a coach just because they are a former title holder is dumb. Not everyone has the skills and abilities to coach people who are different from themselves. So if you don't have the exact same personality and competition style and are trying to go for the exact same look and feel as that former title holder, and she can only coach that one style because that's all she knows, you're working with the wrong coach. Or maybe you're working with a coach who, they are a makeup person and they've attended a lot of pageants and judged pageants, so now they think they're an interview coach. Or you're working with someone who really wins interview or wins fitness, and now they think they're a makeup person too. You really need to analyze, are you working with the right coach? Who is this person? Is it an all-around coach? Is it someone who does hair and makeup and walking and wardrobing? And let's just be honest, lady, those coaches are jacks of all trade, but they're not a specialist in any one field. Most of today's elite contestants have a team of coaches. Let's not be dumb here. Let's get a team of coaches so that every single member of our team is the best possible resource that you can get for that particular area of expertise. I also want to caution you against using coaches who are competing. Now, it's perfectly fine if it's a Mrs. contestant and she's coaching teens. Statistically, it's quite unlikely that she will ever compete against a young lady that she's currently coaching. But if you are a Mrs. contestant, I really encourage you, don't go to a coach who is also competing as a Mrs. Or if it's a Miss contestant and she's coaching and you are a Miss contestant, don't go to someone who's coaching in the same division or set of pageants that you're competing in. Because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh no, it'll be okay. I'm fine with it. She's really nice. I totally like her. She's very professional. And that may all be true. But when you show up at a pageant and your pageant coach is now competing against you, your confidence level is going to take a huge dive. It doesn't matter how great she is and how fabulous and wonderful she is. Your confidence level is going to take a huge dive because she knows all your areas of weakness. She knows what you're good at, and she knows what you're not good at. And you don't know anything about what she's good and what she's not good at. It's very, very difficult to maintain that kind of relationship and have it be successful. So I really have to tell you, you're using the wrong coach. If it's an all-around coach, someone who does everything, that moment is over, ladies. It's time to get specialists. You shouldn't be using a coach who competes in your same division or group of pageants. You also shouldn't be using a coach who also directs in a different pageant system. They always seem to have an ulterior motive. You shouldn't be using a coach who is on the pageant staff, because they may be sharing information with you that's unethical or inappropriate, and I'll get to that more. So make sure you're using a professional, ethical coach. Not only does this say something about the coach you're using, but it also says something about you. Are you a professional, elite contestant who's working with the very best, or are you working with somebody who's trying to do it all and is trying to do it all because they want the money? The people who do it all want the money. The people who are specialists and work in their area of expertise recognize that they're contributing to you one area of expertise and that you're still in control of who you are and what you're all about. Another thing some of you are doing that's dumb is you're not learning how to do your own hair and makeup. So you go to the pageant, you win, you look fabulous, your professional hair and makeup has made you just totally a diva and you're amazing. And then you go to your appearances and people are shocked because you don't look like your photos at all. So you absolutely need to take some time to learn to do your own hair and makeup, get the pageant sponsor to give you a makeup lesson, maybe some free makeup, or get your professional makeup artist that you use for your competition to give you some lessons. Almost all pageant makeup artists will do a face map of you where, you know, it's just a picture of the face and they show you where the colors go and what you should do for your particular face shape. I will tell you that it's going to increase your confidence immensely if you do your own hair and makeup and can show up at your appearances looking as great as your pageant photos. So don't forget to learn how to do your own hair and makeup. This is a skill, and pageantry is all about skill development. Another thing that people do that's dumb is they get a local photographer to take their headshot instead of a pageant photographer. This is not a good idea. Pageant photography is all about lighting and posing and angles. And, you know, senior portraits, engagement photos, wedding photos are a totally different vibe. It's totally different lighting. It's totally different posing. It's completely unrelated. Make sure you go to a pageant photographer who can show you pageant photos that they've taken and show you what they look like. If you really don't have access to a pageant photographer, direct them to the pageant website. Together with your photographer, right before your photo shoot, look at photos online on the pageant website and point out the ones that you think are well done. This is the look I'm going for. This is what I'm trying to achieve here. What happens is y'all go to the local photographer because you're trying to save money. And chances are you're saving money, again, because you were dumb and didn't do a budget in the first place, right? And so you're skimping in the areas you shouldn't be skimping in. And you're trying to save money, you're going to a local photographer, they do a photo that's just not going to hold up, it goes on the pageant website, the judge is booked to do the pageant. Of course they go to the pageant website and check out the photos, and yours is a little less than dumb. So make sure you've got a great pageant photographer. If you have a headshot that's not absolutely perfect, I absolutely recommend Yuval of pageantretouching.com. He's done several of my elite contestants. I've had him change hair color, background color, the color of the dress. I've had him add earrings, take out earrings, add makeup, take off makeup. So, you know, you can get a great photo for an inexpensive price, but you've got to plan ahead. Another thing that's really dumb is to listen to your fantourage or your momtourage when you should be listening to your coach. Your fantourage and your momtourage, you know, that's that group of ladies that are following mom around at the pageant or the rehearsals or prep for the pageant. If you're listening to them too much, you're going to get diverted from the mission or the goal. They have an emotional connection to you, and they're going to think that they know what's best for you, but their own wisdom is not really going to come through compared to a well-qualified pageant coach or a photographer or a hair and makeup artist or a pageant stylist. Don't get caught up in the opinion of your fantourage and your momtourage. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody who's been to a pageant is going to be to a pageant, can spell pageant. Everybody has an opinion. But that doesn't mean that their opinion is what's right for you. So do not listen to your fantourage or momtourage too much. A related dumb thing, dumb, is camping out on those tacky message boards. Ladies, some of the message boards are really great. They're well monitored. They're informational. They're extremely helpful, and we love them. But I have to tell you that about 80% of them are tacky. There are just people who are on there venting like little junior high or high school girls and boys in these little cliques of so-and-so said this about me and then so-and-so said that and now I have to respond this way. I mean, it's silly. Do you really think that someone who has the caliber to be a Miss America or the qualities required to be Miss USA or the leadership and community service that it takes to be Mrs. International or so on and so forth, do you really think elite level contestants are camped out on those message boards? Ladies, they are not. And if you're camped on those tacky message boards, reading everything and letting it color your view of yourself and your view of how the pageant is going to go, you are not ready to win. And you are being dumb and dumber. Well, today I'm talking about the things that are dumb and dumber that all pageant contestants do. And amazingly, it's already time for a short break. But stay tuned because I'll be right back with more dumb things that contestants do. And I'll be talking about the dumb things that directors do. So stay tuned right where you are and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Have you dreamed of being Miss Teen World? If you're from Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, or Michigan and are between 13 and 19, you could be the next Miss Teen United States World or Miss Teen World. You'll develop self-confidence, strengthen speaking skills, and make new friendships that will last a lifetime. No experience needed, and you could be in a national fashion magazine and take home more than $10,000 in cash and prizes. Just give us a call at 513-855-4133 or visit our website at writepageantproductions.homestead.com to get your free information package.
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Are you struggling with choosing a pageant wardrobe? Are you hoping to discover your own winning style? Meet professional model, former title holder, owner, and fashion stylist of La Casa Hermosa Gown Shop, Robin Fleming. Robin has over 25 years of experience in fashion styling, personal branding, and creating winning looks in all phases of pageant competition. Robin knows how powerful personal branding can catapult you to the crowning moment, and she and her staff have helped hundreds of women achieve their dreams. Working with the professional stylists at La Casa Hermosa, you can select wardrobe to play up your assets, create your own winning style, and set yourself apart from the crowd in each phase of the competition. Be seen as the winner at your next pageant. Visit La Casa Hermosa online at lacasahermosa.com or call today 561-301-5523 for your personal appointment. They don't just sell you a dress, they dress you to win. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.